And we are live. Good morning, everyone. It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world. It's Bitcoin Ben here for the daily. What the pluck is going on in cryptocurrencies? My friends, as you can see, the headline is $1 million Bitcoin. How soon? What the fudgery? Holy shit. I got a little creative this morning. Folks, I talked to a guy yesterday. Yesterday evening, driving home. And he works at a place that analyzes blockchain and blockchain volumes and like recognizes wallets, label whose wallet to, tracks, all that stuff. And I'm going to play, when we go on the private server, I'm going to play the breakdown of like how this happens, right? Basically, and I'm going to give you a general explanation. Basically, there has been $2 billion injected in purchases, new fresh purchases of actual Bitcoin overall over the last about month and a half, $2 billion worth of fresh new capital, not grayscale selling, then that person going over to another ETF. I mean fresh capital, about $2 billion. That raised the market cap by almost $500 billion. Or no, $300 and something billion. No, yeah. Between $300 billion and $500 billion. So $2 billion of fresh capital pushed the Bitcoin's market cap up by $300 to $500 billion. Now, $2 billion of fresh capital made the price and the market cap jump $300 billion. You understand what I'm saying? That the purchasing, as the price went up, $2 billion of inflow pushed the market cap, the overall value and price, up $300 billion off of $2 billion. So, over the next month and a half, there's supposedly over $30 billion that's going to flow into Bitcoin over the next month and a half. $30 billion. So if $2 billion pushed the market cap up $300 billion, how much is $30 billion going to push the market cap up? And at the same time, we have the halving, which is going to shrink the daily supply. And like I said, on the private server, I'm going to show you a breakdown, and it's about an hour long, a breakdown of how this happens, and give you the mathematical breakdown on it. Because what we have to understand, folks, is some people, one of the interviews I'm going to be showing you on the private server, is a guy, that's his business. This dude, it was not unusual for him to transfer $1 billion, all right? $1 billion a day in the plumbing of the old system. Well, this guy's a math guy, all right? Hey, what's up, Twigs? This is a math guy. And watch on this interview whenever the host goes, so you're thinking it's going to go there very quickly. And he says, I don't want to give a timeline, but it's frightening, according to the math, how quickly Bitcoin will hit $1 million a coin. Frightening. Because he's explaining, and he will explain, how even if 1% of the four other liquid markets, which is gold, real estate, bonds, and treasuries, right? If those liquid markets, if 1% of those liquid markets go into Bitcoin, we're at $500,000 per Bitcoin. And he says, we're not even close. He's like, we're amazed at what has already gone in just off the first month and a half of these ETFs. He's like, people don't understand. The first 4 months of an ETF is just getting the engine warmed up. He's like, that ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. He's like, you're going to see price jumps over the next 4 or 5 months that you're actually not going to believe, that Bitcoin will jump $25,000 in one day. $25,000. And this is not me saying, this is not the ex-truck driver saying this. These are mother pluckers that this is their business, is figuring out these mathematical calculations. That's 1%. He says that 5% allocation to everyone he's talked to in his industry, that everyone's looking to put maybe 5% allocation into a Bitcoin ETF. You know what that puts Bitcoin at? Within a year, year and a half, almost $3 million of Bitcoin at 5%. Right? Because you have to understand, folks, the market that he's talking about is a $400 trillion global market of real estate, treasuries, bonds, and I think he said gold. he said, we're going to fly past gold like it's sitting still, like we did with silver. The Bitcoin passed up silver. They barely reported it. Oh yeah, by the way, Bitcoin's market cap is higher than silver now. How long have we been mining silver? What? 3,000 years? 4,000 years? If not longer? So 4,000 years of production and usage has silver sitting at 1. Whatever it was, like 1.5 or $1.6 trillion. Bitcoin flew past silver like silver rode the little bus licking windows. He said that Bitcoin's going to fly past gold like it is. Yeah, yes. This is a... Folks, for those who have watched my show for years, remember how I've always said my largest holding in number of tokens is in Litecoin. And everyone's like, Litecoin? What? That's crazy. You're Bitcoin Ben. Why would your largest holding be in Litecoin? Coinbase filed with the CFTC to list futures for Litecoin, Doge, and Bitcoin Cash. Don't sleep on Litecoin. But our ancestors, y'all don't understand what's coming. All right. Y'all don't understand what's coming. All right. Let me explain. The reason that Coinbase chose Litecoin, Doge, and Bitcoin Cash, all right, is because they're completely decentralized. Completely. And their proof of work. Folks, shit's about to get crazy. This is people are going to make so much money. We remember how everyone tells us it's not important that you time the market. It's important how much time you have in the market. I've been in the market for almost 8 years now. It's how long you're in the market. It's after about year number three, you really start to get it. You would, especially me, because and Daddy-O, all right, he talks about that too. Once they see what 5% allocation does, it'll quickly go to 10%. Yes. See, in this interview that I'm going to show you on the private server, he explains how the government... The government is going to have to limit how much these entities can put into Bitcoin. He said, because as the price rises, more and more people are going to jump on. My friends, Oh, yeah. Shit's about to go crazy. I think that we're going to hit $1 million Bitcoin so much. Think about it, folks. Just last week, we were at 70. You add $30,000 to that 70. And how quickly did we go from 50 to 70? What was it, like 3 weeks? All right. So imagine we're sitting at 70 again. All right. Then it takes 3 weeks again to hit 100,000. Then it's only a 10x from there. You know how many times fucking Bitcoin has 10x'd? Hello from Sweden. You never talk about Litecoin anymore. Why? Because, my friends, like, yes, you should get here. You want me to talk about it? All right, my largest holding is in Litecoin. But the time right now is Bitcoin. You should be collecting Litecoin now for in 2 years when Litecoin takes off. See, that's how you get wealthy. Everyone's waiting. I'll buy Litecoin when it goes up. That's not how you get rich, right? You get rich when you buy Litecoin when it's cheap. You get rich when you buy Bitcoin when it dips. But for some reason, and I cannot wrap my damn head around this, for some reason, people don't want to buy until it's going up. Like I've said in the past, it's... Oh, thank you. Thank you, my chief. So, my smile. All right, so imagine this. You go to Walmart, and right there in Walmart is your favorite sausage and pepperoni pizza. Oh, all the cheese and the pepperoni and the sausage. And it's on sale. It's 30% cheaper than it was last week. But you look at it and you go, I'm going to wait till the price comes back up on that pizza. Yep. Yep. I'm not going to buy it while it's cheaper. I'm going to buy it when it's full price. Yeah, when that price goes up, I'm going to get me some pizza. It makes no sense. The Bitcoin is still Bitcoin. It's not like you're getting Bitcoin Lite. If you loved it at 70, you should absolutely adore that mother plucker at 60. I did. Dude, I tell you guys, every Friday I buy. Every Friday. Dollar cost average. Right? I buy every Friday, no matter what. Whenever Bitcoin dropped and I made my weekly buy, I was giddy that whole day. I'm like, dude, I got Bitcoin for like $67,000. Ooh, yeah. I'm winning. Okay. Peter Schiff says we all lose our money in Peter Schiff is an idiot. Why does Peter say that? Because Peter's an idiot. Okay. There are some people that are married to their thing, right? Peter Schiff owns a gold company. He has clientele that buy gold from him. Do you think he's honestly going to come out and go, well, fuck, it's over? No. Peter Schiff is lying. Right? The Bitcoin, folks, the Bitcoin is never going to zero. You know why? Because I'll buy one for a dollar. You understand what I'm saying? The fact that he says Bitcoin's going to, anybody who says anything's going to zero is an absolute retard. Right? That's like saying this pack of cigarettes right here, this is going to zero value. No, it's not, because I would pay a dollar for this pack of cigarettes. So it never goes to zero. Do you know anything? All right. Here's the perfect example. A car. Say you have a 1982 Honda Civic wrecked in the front. No engine. No tires. Has one seat in it. Is that worth zero? No, because you can send it to the scrap yard and you may get, I don't know, $50 for it. Anything that ever had value will never go to zero. Anything is, because humans apply value. See, anybody who says that is either a liar or a retard. Now, if you're talking to a retard, and I'm talking, like I said earlier, riding the little bus, licking the window, dreaming of their favorite color, retard, then accept it for what it is. You're talking to a retard, right? Right. Right now, a ton of steel is worth $80. So steel has value. Sand has value. Right? Oxygen has value. Everything on Earth has value. No, the US dollar is not going to zero. Damn near zero, yes. But there, all right. Okay. This is $100 bill, right? In Venezuela, they have, Yeah, I think it was Venezuela. They had a $1 billion note. It was a piece of paper that said $1 billion. So you were technically a billionaire. I have one of those. Right? I have one. I'm pretty sure. All right, Zimbabwe. Yes, I'm sorry, Zimbabwe. I have a Zimbabwe $1 billion note. I paid a dollar for it. So even a Zimbabwe $1 billion note is not worth zero. It's worth a dollar to me to have one. This is why you hear all, there's so many people that are going to be pissed that you got rich off of Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, Doge, Divi, Solana. There's going to be people that are going to be pissed at you because you got rich on this. And you know what you're going to say to him? Fuck you. Yeah, Theta. You're going to say, fuck you and the horse you rode in on as you go spend your money and get you some cool shit. Those are the retards licking the window, thinking of their favorite fucking color. That are like, Bitcoin bad, Bitcoin stupid, Bitcoin just do magic money. Because they don't have enough intellectual curiosity to even contemplate doing research. Right? This is how stupid people are. I swear to God, it annoys me sometimes. There are people like shithead. What's his name? Peter Schiff, right? Peter Schiff's like, Bitcoin doesn't have any value. Bitcoin ain't worth nothing. I guarantee if somebody gave him a Bitcoin, he'd sell it. And he'd get whatever it is right now, 68,000 or 69,000, whatever the fuck. But yet he'll say, well, Bitcoin ain't worth nothing. Oh, yeah, well, I just sold some. And I got $69,000 for it. I got a lot of money for something that ain't worth nothing because Peter Schiff is a dishonest fucking retard. Because Peter Schiff thinks that just because he doesn't value Bitcoin because he's into gold and he owns a gold company, that no one else does. See, this is the arrogance of ignorance. Arrogancy makes you ignorant. It makes you stupid. When you're arrogant, right behind that that ego is stupidity. Well, Bitcoin ain't worth nothing. Look at these people selling their Bitcoin for $70,000 and it ain't worth nothing. Well, you fucking retard. They just sold it for $70,000. So obviously it's worth $70,000. But Peter Schiff's like, nope, it ain't worth it to me. So it ain't worth it. The arrogance leads to ignorance, Or you could really reverse that too. Ignorance leads to arrogance. It's like saying pizza sucks. All pizza's horrible. Yeah, you might not like pizza, fucktard. But someone else likes pizza. Your opinion doesn't matter to anyone else's pocketbook. There are people that will purchase an old baseball card for millions of dollars. Would I pay millions of dollars for an old baseball card? Fuck the fuck no. But someone else would. So am I telling that person, well, you're a dumbass? No. You know why? Because they want that fucking baseball card. It's this idea that a lot of humans have, that if you don't think like me, you're wrong. No. In fact, I don't care if someone else is a communist. I don't care. But what I do care is if your communistic tendencies try to reach into my pocketbook or my freedoms. The moment you reach your little communistic hand over to get in my pocket is when my freedom foot goes up your ass. Because I don't care if you're communist, just don't fuck with me. You can be communist in all. I don't care if California puts up a rising sun fucking flag. I don't care. I don't live in California. Let them retard window licking, favorite color thinking, chewing on fucking crayons, and smelling each other's fingers out in California. But don't ask California, or don't ask Florida to pay for California. Florida needs to go, fuck off, California. See, I am so pro-freedom. I think that if you want to dress up, if you're a guy and you want to dress up like a woman, go the fuck ahead. But when you're handing me my French fries out of the fucking McDonald's window, don't get offended if I say thank you, sir, as I stare lovingly at your Adam's apple. I don't have to play along with other people's illusions, just like Peter Schiff. Whatever you value. If you're a guy and you don't value your penis, chop it off. Get a vagina. I don't give a shit. But don't tell me that I have to call you a woman now. Because no matter how much wiener you chop off or how much vajayjay they put all up in your shit, you'll always be a man to me. All right. We're going on to the private server. Oh, I got some more fuckery to come, folks. Wait, hold, please. If you want to join the private server for the next hour show, point your phone right there, join the private server. or go under here. There's a link in the description, private server. On YouTube, just hit join on my YouTube channel and choose the private server level. And on Rumble, you do the same thing. You hit the join button and go to the private server and join there, and it will take you right back to this video's link. Okay, everyone, we're off to the private server. Love you guys. And everybody, remember rule number one, stay the fuck away from retards. Be right back. Hold, please. Switching to private server now, Captain.